Imagine you land yourself a management role. Maybe it's the job you've always wanted, or maybe you stumbled on a management role. You find yourself in a position where a particular workflow isn't working. Things aren't going well, and there's a lot of complaints either by your employees or the people your department serves. So you're now aware there's an issue. Maybe you have a lot of issues you need to work through, which, in all honesty, tends to be the case in management. When I was a critical care dietitian, I wanted to implement a volume-based feeding protocol in the intensive care unit. As a critical care dietitian, I noticed that patients often missed out on important nutrition because their feeds were held for procedures or surgery. Sometimes the procedure would be canceled, and the feeds sometimes weren't restarted. So this was a problem. It was a documented problem, and volume-based feeding was something that can help fix this problem. So I went to my manager with the issue I was having and a plan in place, and asked if I could work on a project or workflow to improve the tube feeding administration in the ICU. That's when we used PDCA.
I'm Jana Nickel, a multi-passionate registered dietitian, entrepreneur, and educator. For more than a decade, I've had the privilege of working with incredible dietetic interns. At the end of their internship, many interns are overwhelmed as they start studying for the RD exam. It wasn't so long ago I was studying for the exam, not knowing where to start and lacking confidence that I would pass. With my vast experience in dietetics, I created the RD Exam Made Easy podcast to help you feel confident and ready to pass the exam so you can start using that hard-earned RD credential and begin the career of your dreams. If you're an ambitious RD-to-be studying for the RD exam and excited to start changing lives, you're in the right place. Get ready for the RD Exam Made Easy podcast.
Well, hey there. In this episode, I wanted to review a concept that was asked by one of the listeners. Management is a big section of the exam. As of the time of this recording, it's about 21% of the exam. And it makes sense because a lot of dietitians take on management roles. Generally speaking, any food service role as a dietitian will be held in management. Most will oversee employees, which is what management is, managing people and processes. So these questions will inevitably come up, most likely on the exam, but definitely in your regular life as a dietitian. So in this episode, I want to go over plan, do, check, and act, which you might also hear it as plan, do, study, act. Either way, PDCA is the acronym for Plan, Do, Check, Act. It's a cycle you go through when implementing a new process or workflow or making a change to a current workflow. And we do this all the time in management. When I was studying for the RD exam, I couldn't fathom management. I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I honestly had a little bit of a brain block. I was so certain management wasn't for me. I learned it and passed those questions on the exam, but didn't end up working in management for almost 10 years after taking the RD exam. But like I've said many times, never say never. I ended up working in management, but I didn't think I ever would. So again, you never know. And to be super honest, when I became a manager, I didn't reflect back and think, oh yeah, I remember studying this stuff when I was taking the RD exam. No, I learned as I worked and I learned as I went through things. But I gotta say, my internship did give me experience seeing others manage, and working as a dietitian with a manager gave me insight into how things are done in management. And for a long time, I didn't pursue opportunities to go into management when they became available. It wasn't until the time was right in my life that I felt I could proceed with at least applying and seeing what happened. And it was the perfect time to apply because I was actually very happy in the dietitian role I had at the time. I was working in pediatrics and I loved my patients and the team I worked with. And I truly feel, at least for me, that's the best time to pursue something new because there's no desperation. If it happens, fabulous. And if not, the current job isn't a bad one to have. So that's my little bit of insight. Well, as things turned out, the job I applied to became mine, and I embraced it with open arms, fresh eyes, and ready to learn everything I could. And one of the concepts I learned by doing was PDCA whenever we made a change to a current workflow or process. Since my love is teaching through stories, this is the perfect time to use a story or example to explain this concept or cycle that we use in management. Say, for example, you're working at a hospital. There's an issue with the items available in the unit pantries. You're the nutrition manager at the hospital. The nurses are complaining to you that they run out of juices in the middle of the night, and there's not enough gelatin and pudding. You hear from nurses from several units that are having the same problem. So you know you have an issue you need to work through. This is where P for plan comes into play. Plan is when you're aware there's an issue. Something's been brought to your attention that isn't working, so you know you need to make a change. You're planning to make a change, and you're looking into what you can do, what process you can implement that will change or improve the process. You might reach out to other people to see how they stock their pantries, especially if you work at a hospital that has several sister hospitals. So this is all part of your planning. After you look into things, you decide you need to adjust the PAR level of the items in the pantries. So you move on to D, which is for do. This is where you maybe choose one unit to adjust the PAR level and the items available in that unit pantry. So you make a change on a small scale, kind of like a test of change. Maybe you decide to change things for a few weeks and then reach out for feedback on how things are going. During that time, you might be collecting data to see how much extra supplies are needed in order to accommodate the new PAR level. And you might ask the nursing manager to collect data too. Ask them to check in with their staff to get their feedback, and then you set a time on the calendar to come together to see how things went with the new process. You can't skip the do step because this is where the change happens. It happens by doing. Then you move on to C, which is for check. This is when you check in and do a review. You check to see how things are going. What's going well? What hasn't gone well? Analyze the data collected and all the comments from the staff. Review the feedback collaboratively. Checking is so incredibly important because the point of making a change is to meet a goal, whatever that is. In this case, the goal is for nursing to have the supplies they need in the pantry and for food and nutrition to have an established PAR level so they know what to send to the units. If you don't check to see how things are going, you might be going in the wrong direction, which doesn't help you achieve your goal. So you have to check and see how things are going. A is for act. This is when you take action based on what you learned or based on your checkpoint. So say you determined you actually have to make some more changes. Then A, you act on those changes. Or say you learn from the check process that everything went well. The new PAR level was great for their needs. The items available are appropriate for their patients and their demand. So now you can permanently put this new process into action. You might also spread the process to all the nursing units based on the success of this study or PDCA. Now, let's say during the check process, you find out that they still need more supplies. Or maybe you learn the patients don't really need more pudding, but there's a much larger demand for yellow gelatin because the doctors don't want red gelatin because several patients who are having procedures such as colonoscopies can't have red gelatin before the procedure. So you'll continue to do the process, making the adjustment with less pudding and more yellow gelatin, then check back in a few weeks later to see how things are going. And you find out during the check-in process that things are going great. The PAR levels are exactly what they need, and the patients, staff, and kitchen employees have no concerns. The complaints have gone away, and it's also improved time management because nursing doesn't have to wait for the items, and the kitchen staff don't have to take another trip just to deliver gelatin. So you move on to the act step and may decide to now act with other units and implement the same PAR level in all the nursing units in the hospital. So that's PDCA when implementing or changing a process or workflow. It's sometimes called Deming cycle, and this is used regularly in management when implementing new or improving current processes and workflows. Think about it this way. You don't want to change something without following up to see if the change or improvement actually helped. Did it improve things or make things worse? If it made things worse, you may choose to scrap it, or you might make an adjustment to the plan and redo the PDCA based on the modification. Go through the cycle again and see how it goes. Going back to the opening story where I shared how I used PDCA to implement a volume-based feeding protocol in the ICU. I wasn't a manager at the time, but I worked with my manager and the team in the ICU to implement the protocol. So the plan was to implement a volume-based feeding protocol because patients weren't getting their full tube feeding prescription on a daily basis. This can happen for procedures or even when feeds have to be held before and after giving certain medications, such as Dilantin, which is an anti-seizure medication. So the problem is patients weren't getting enough tube feeds, and the potential solution was to implement a volume-based feeding protocol. I worked with nursing and the physicians to implement the feeding protocol. The next step was to do it. Once we thought we had a solid plan in place and all the stakeholders involved were educated and aware of the plan, we implemented it. We did volume-based feedings in one of the ICUs. While we implemented it, we collected data. Then we checked in. Did the patients receive their actual tube feeding prescription with the new protocol? Did patients do well with the protocol? Did things go well with nursing? Did I have any issues that needed to be addressed? So these are some of the questions we wanted to make sure were answered. In this case, things went well. There were a couple patients who didn't get their full tube feeding prescription, but most had an explanation. So we acted on those challenges, made the necessary adjustments as part of the check-in process, and continued towards our goal of making sure patients in the ICU got their full tube feeding prescription. And this is the thing, you can actually use PDCA with anything. You can use it in your personal life. Think of something you want to change in your life. Maybe you want to start meal planning because supper time is chaotic every night at your house. So you put together a plan to come up with a menu on Saturdays. Then you get the supplies and prep on Sundays, and then repeat the following Saturday. Once you come up with the plan, you start doing it. You do the menu on Saturday, then you do the prep on Sunday. You check in with yourself to see how it's going. Did you drift from your plan? Why did you drift? What's going well? If you find you're struggling, you may need to adjust your plan. That's when you go back, fix your plan, and make an adjustment. Do it again. Check again, and then act on the changes. You see? In that example, you used PDCA. So there you go. That's a review of PDCA, Plan, Do, Check, Act. Stay on top of your study game. There's no limits to achieving the success you so deeply desire. Until next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Share this episode on Instagram at JanaNicoleRD and help spread the word to other RDs to be. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time on the RD Exam Made Easy podcast. Bye for now.